They're all relatively small venues, you know, sort of, I've got most of them are sort of 30 or 40, and then I've got one that's about 100, and they're mainly monthly. And I just love it. It gives me a chance to MC a lot and sharpen my MC skills. But also, I just really enjoy working with other comedians, booking people, putting them on. And people, I get the luxury of booking people that I find really funny, yeah. and sitting back and watching them and calling it work. So it's lovely.
That's great. That's absolutely brilliant. Oh, lovely, man. Lovely. So the onward journey, is you've got it all planned, haven't you? You've pretty much got it mapped.
Certainly got a sense of direction. Yeah. And I think with the promoting and with that, it's all just trying to do higher quality, bigger, better shows, whether I'm there as an actor or as a promoter. And, you know, this weekend I made my debut at Roffle. I opened one night and MC'd another night for them, which felt like just another little step on the rung. I've done some club middles at weekends and stuff, but this was just that little next step up, and you know, I felt it went really well. And you know, promoting the shows, I'm looking at doing a couple of bigger specials, maybe hiring a bigger venue and sticking some money behind it and see how we get on, if we can get a bigger name in, and see if they'll sell, and just kind of just organically grow it like that, really. Just been nominated for the best promoter in the Yorkshire Comedy Awards, which is nice. I was really happy with that. I won't win because I'm up against some very established and very good people. But just to be mentioned is lovely. One of four nominees and one of only two in West Yorkshire. The other two are South Yorkshire. So I was really happy with that.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Congratulations. Very much. Congratulations. Well, this is great. I can't wait to see you guys. 16th of July, 7 o'clock, which actually 16th of July is going to be a corking comedy night.
The lineup of shows looks really good. You know, in terms of what people can expect, I suppose, is I bring the filth. I'm sort of Mr. Smut. Suze brings a nice perspective on kind of dating and a little bit more quirky. And then Johnny brings a bit more filth and a bit more, he's physically disabled. So he talks a lot about his legs not working and the challenges that might throw up for him. So it's not for kids, but it's good fun. I think it's a nice, it's just the right side of too dark, Johnny's set. So I think it's hopefully a little bit of something for everyone. We tend to just have a laugh ourselves, so hopefully it'll be a feel-good show.
Brilliant. I think it's sounding like you're going to live up to the title, Smorgasbord.
Yeah, a nice little bit of something for everyone, like a comedy buffet, hopefully. So.
Exactly that. Okay, how are we doing, Henry?
I'm full of COVID.
No, you're joking me.
I'm in this room for the next 7 days at least. Yeah.
Oh my word. When's your show on? What time's
it? Oh no, it's all right. Not plenty of time. Not until the 26th. Not until the 17th. You're all right.
17th. let me just check. That's a Sunday, isn't it?
It's a week on Sunday. Yeah. So it's a Sunday the 17th. I'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got plenty of time.
I'm gonna be fine for next Sunday. Next Sunday, because I'm going into a family wedding.
Oh my word!
And so my wife's banned me. My wife's in another room. She's just not letting me near me because it's her brother's son getting married. So she's petrified of getting it, and I think I'm giving it to my mother as well. So,
oh my word! Oh my God! So how are you feeling then? I mean, is it hitting you?
I felt up until today. Feel a lot better today. Still got a cough. Yeah, I think I got it on the plane coming back from Spain.
Oh my God, sorry. Well, yours is a really interesting show, with all due respect. Jewish scouse stand-up comedian, already unique, based around his 88-year-old mother, but she deserves respect. Jewish and neurotic. So tell us about the show and what inspired it.
Well, funny enough, I've also written a book called With All Due Respect about Jewish comics, which I'm going to be hopefully selling at the time as well on the stage if they want to buy it. Because everything I do for the comedy is for mental health awareness. Mm-hmm. Any profits I get from the book is that I'm going to ask for at the end goes to Young Minds and another one called Jamie. So the show came about because I've been doing Jewish humour most of the time I've been doing stand-up, but I realised that my family gave me most of the material, and especially since lockdown, my mother has been unbelievable, 88, with no filter. Yeah. She's just given me a wealth of stuff going back from when I was a kid to now. So that was a lot of it. I've been into comedy I never knew about stand-up comedy up until I was 8-9 years ago. Didn't realise you could do stand-up comedy. I met somebody who's done a comedy course.
Wow.
But I've loved comedy since I was a child. My dad used to record loads and loads of stuff for me. He used to get me up on a Friday night to watch the Marx Brothers. So all this built up. My dad, unfortunately, was due to come and see me on the day I did my first show. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to come. I said, don't worry, there'll be plenty of time afterwards if I do it again. Unfortunately, he took ill and never saw me perform. So in his respect and in his honour, I took the old family name of Chernofsky.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I go as Henry Chernofsky. I also do it so when the MCs can't pronounce it, it sounds even funnier. So,
so Chernofsky, tell us about the origin of that then. Is it Russian? Is it
Ukraine?
Ukraine. Wow. Okay.
It's just south of Kiev. In fact, I only found out the other day, but you know where they bombed that supermarket, the shopping center?
Yeah.
That's around about 2 or 3 miles from where my great grandparents left.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm very proud of being Jewish. I'm proud of being Scouse. It's quite unique.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only Scouse stand-up Jewish comedian I know.
Wow.
The only other Scouse comedian but doesn't live in London is Alexei Sale.
Wow.
But he doesn't live in Liverpool, so that's why I say I'm the only Jewish Scouse comedian living in Liverpool.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And so that was the great grandparents came across here. Then was that? So that's pre-Second World War. I'm talking that was that the establishment of the Soviet.
Just over. It's been about 120 years ago now. Three brothers came over. They left a sister in Russia, but she never came over. Yes, the three brothers came over. When they arrived in Liverpool, they thought they were in America. Because of the Liver buildings.
Wow. Did you think they were going to America when they got on the boat?
Yeah. Yeah. So they stopped, got off, and then realised they were in Liverpool.
Brilliant.
I could have been an American comic now, but never mind.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't be the only American Jewish comic, though, would you?
That's true.
Brilliant. So tell us about the book, then. So this is... presuming looking at your Woody Allens and your Marx Brothers and your
it was all to do with I just started reading about Jewish comedians and finding out more and listening to more, going on YouTube, listening to some old ones, and I started making notes, and it ended up with getting over 80 Jewish comics. So it starts from Karl Marx to Seinfeld. Groucho Marx. It says it's from Marx to Seinfeld, and I put Groucho, not Karl Marx.
Not Karl.
So it starts at Groucho, even though he's not really classed as the stand-up comedy. But he did do an amazing stand-up album, which I've still got, which my dad did for me. My dad used to record Jackie Mason, a load of Jewish comedians, unfortunately Bill Cosby, Shelley Berman. I had them on cassette.
Bill Cosby was Jewish?
No, Bill Cosby's not Jewish. But he used to record all these for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I would put myself to sleep at the age of 6, 7 years old, listening to these cassettes.
That's incredible.
So I just found out more about these comedians. I decided to add a bit about their life, what they achieved, some of the famous lines, and then I added in some of my own material, and I added some old Jewish jokes into it. So it's a culmination of lots of things. So, and it's gone well. It's already earning me some royalties for the charity.
This is fantastic. So, I mean, I was looking forward to the show anyway, but I'm really looking forward to the show now. One of the last album purchases I made was Woody Allen's stand-up sets. I'm just because it was there for a couple of quid, and I was like, you'll know the stories. Again, Woody Allen, someone with a little bit of a cloud on his reputation at the moment.
Well, I know it does happen. As my son says to me, because he's a big Michael Jackson fan, you've got to take the art from the artist.
Well, yeah. You can't hold the person next to their art, because artists generally, that whole stereotype of the tortured artist.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. And if you've been tortured through your life, then, well, anyway. Yeah, exactly. This is brilliant. So tell us about Young Minds and the Jamie charity.
So Young Minds, well, how it started was in August 2020, my best friend's son, who was 21, tried to take his own life. He didn't succeed, but he never gained consciousness again and died 10 months later in hospital. And his parents couldn't go and see him in hospital for most of the time because of COVID. He was just on a ventilator for 10 months. They did manage to get to see him eventually, etc.
Wow.
And I've always done things for charity. I'm very fortunate position. I work, I have a job.
Yeah.
I'm a scouser. I'm in drugs. So there's plenty of money. I work for the pharmaceutical company, and they have been very supportive. They paid for me to have my own podcast stuff. So I do podcasts called Laugh for Life Comedy, which is about mental health and comedy.
Where can you find that?
Spotify, yeah. Amazon, yeah. So I've done a couple of series of that. So I was quite fortunate. So when this happened, I thought, what can I do? And I thought, well, the only thing I can do is try and raise awareness and funds. So I contacted Young Minds because Oliver had connections because of his difficulties. He was also a patron with them and spoke openly about his demons and what happened. Unfortunately, something happened one particular day and he decided to take his own life, and that was it. So then I was approached by another company called Jamie, which is a London mental health company. It's Jewish based, but they do both non-Jewish and Jewish people, to become an ambassador. So I've just sat and done a mental health first aid course with them. So I'm now their ambassador in Liverpool. At work, I am the lead for the mental health work stream.
Wow.
So it's very, very important to me. It means so much to me. So whatever I can do, I mean, so far I've raised, even during lockdown, I've raised some like £2,000 so far for the charities and all the shows that I do, whatever I make. I mean, I don't expect to make any money out of the shows in Edinburgh, because yeah. It's cost a fortune to get there.
Yeah,
but I'm going to do a bucket collection, and all the bucket collection will go to the charities.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And so the onward journey is, you're going up to Edinburgh this year.
I'm good. Well, after yours, I do Buxton. I've got two shows in Buxton, with all due respect, and then I'm doing a mental health evening show with some other comedians. I think Richard's on it as well. Richard Pulford, who you'll see later.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
He's on it. And then Edinburgh, it's only a short one, 5th to the 7th, because my wife's coming with me and she doesn't like me being away. You know, if I've done comedy before I met her, it'd be a different thing, but, you know.
No, fair enough.
And I'm an old Jew. I mean, I cannot, you know, I can't do it. I'm not as long as you guys, you know.
I think I'm deceptively young. To be honest, well, I'm turning 50 this year, and I know what you mean. Edinburgh is actually an emotional slog like no other. It's a marathon, not a sprint, as they say. You know?
It is. And I'm just going to do it in my own show. I've got Space UK behind me. Yeah, it's cost me money, but you know what? I don't know how more I'm going to get up there to do these things. Yeah. So, and it's just to honour my mum and the family, just to do a show for them. So
that's wonderful.
We will see what happens. And if I can sell some books and make some money for the charity, then all well and good. So
you've definitely sold one here anyway in Morecambe. So I can't wait.
Well, I'll bring some with me. I'll sign it for you if you want to lose the value on it.
Unfortunately, Eve's come down with allergy, so it's just going to be me, right?
Down with allergy? It's not the big C, is it?
No, she told me she got bit by a snake in the garden. Yeah. She's got laryngitis.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Yeah.
She'll be all right for the actual thing, though.
Okay, no worries. Let's start with that. Chalk and cheese. What time are you on, and when are you on?
We're on Sunday the 24th at 7 p.m.
Sunday the 24th at 7 p.m. And what can we expect from the show?
What can you expect? Wow, you can expect everything. It's called Fatal Attraction. So it's a combination of Spike Milligan meets Victoria Woods with a hint of Benjamin Safaria thrown in for good measure.
Well, quite the mix. Eclectic as ever. Well, I mean, me and you go years back, mate. I've known you now since I've ever been first doing poetry.
Yeah.
Way back in like 2005, I think, in Manchester.
Before then, Matt. Before then. Yeah.
Crikey. Yeah. So, you know, what roads have led you down here?
what Roads have left us down there. Well, I'll just tell you a bit more about the show, really. Yeah. It's going to be a small gazebard of mirth, magic, mischief and mayhem, and lots of other words beginning with M. Yeah. And sweets.
And sweets.
Yeah, brilliant. You see, we've got this cunningest of cunning plan. We're going to bribe the audience with sweets. But the most cunning part of the plan is we're not going to give the sweets till the end, so they'll have to watch the show to get the sweets.
Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah. So is it... you guys sort of talking about poetry, or are we, is it a bit of theatre? Is it sketches? Is it
everything? It's got all the things you should stay clear of: religion, sex, drugs, rock and roll. Yeah. And wonderful. As I say, sweets.
I'm looking forward to it, man, because Eve, the last time she was at the Playhouse and performed there, brought the place down, which was actually on our first and only cabaret night before Corona happened.
She was
rebranded as the Playhouse, did one night, and then we had to shut the doors for 2 years.
I ran a Cuckoo in Prestwich, That's not happened since Corona, really.
Well, of course, it was in that basement, wasn't it? So
yeah,
similar.
And it wanted social distancing, so I mean, I'd have had to stand 2 feet away from the sound engineer, which I think I'd have been halfway up the stairs, I think.
That's it, yeah. I did the social distancing. I worked out in the Playhouse. I could get 3 people in, but they'd be watching the act outside, who'd be on the street, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, it is what it is. So you yourself, mate, how long have you and Eve been working together? Is this the first thing?
It's weird, really. We met about 5 years ago, because it was one of them things that I was hosting Right Out Loud in Bolton, and it was near Christmas, and it was one of these things. And the guy before who'd been on was called Adam, and what's it? And I, you know, and I had this a rapping Santa thing. And the opening lines to it were, "It's Christmas Eve and you got to get down for the Rapping Santas back in town," you know. And she did this poem called Tesco Express Blues. And it was a Victoria Wood tribute.
Yeah.